DUI weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly cloudy today with a high of 48. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 21. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Overcast skies. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 39. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The nation's restaurant industry still struggling to come back from the 1-2 punch of COVID. Hudson Real is economist with the National Restaurant Association. He says there are a couple of challenges facing the restaurant industry as it tries to come back.
Labor recruitment is their top challenge. But look at challenge number two, food costs. Just a year earlier, 3% of operators reported that as their top challenge. Now it has jumped up to 1 out of every 5. And so in an environment where growth is moderate and the industry is dealing with increased operating costs, it does put a pressure on margins.
He says the pandemic may have changed our eating out patterns, possibly for the long term.
On-premises restaurant dining remains substantially down from what it was pre-pandemic. Conversely, if you look at the off-premises growth, the usage of off-premises continues to remain elevated. And that will continue to be true even once the pandemic is over.
And USDA reminding producers that the deadline for the pandemic cover crop program next Tuesday, March 15th. The program provides farmers who plant cover crops and have coverage under most crop insurance policies eligible for a premium benefit from USDA. All cover crop reportable to the Farm Service Agency are eligible. Premium support, $5 an acre, but no more than the full premium amount owed. Last year, producers received $59.5 million in PCCP premium subsidies. The goal is to promote eco-friendly farming that will also improve farmer profitability. Farmers typically plant cover crops in the fall, like cereal rye, to help improve soil health. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has the new 2022 Silverado pickups. A 1500 model LT, it's the Trail Boss, and a 2500 HD High Country Z71 edition. Also in on trade is a 2017 GMC Sierra work truck, a one-owner new truck trade-in. Check it out today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. A national push from Republicans trying to ban transgender student-athletes from women's sports has now circled back to Kansas after a failed attempt to pass legislation last year. The state Senate Education Committee held a meeting for Senate Bill 484 on Monday, where a packed room of people took turns sharing their thoughts on the legislation. Some opponents cautioned lawmakers that if the law passes, it would have detrimental effects. According to the bill, it would enact the Fairness in Women's Sports Act, a name that most supporters have heralded as the primary motivation behind the bill. The Better Business Bureau's annual scam tracker risk report shows cryptocurrency scams jumped to the second most common scam reported to the agency in 2021, up from the number 7 spot of 2020, and experts expect the frequency to grow. The age demographic for cryptocurrency victims is between 25 to 64 years old. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are 3 times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Three people escaped a massive house fire in Valley Center early this morning. Crews were called to the 6800 block of North Meridian around 4:15 in the morning. Firefighters say trees in the area and difficulty accessing water made the blaze hard to put out. Additional fire tankers were called from Sedgwick County to get water to the scene, as fire hydrants were located nearly 1,400 feet away. The fire was declared under control just before 6 this morning. However, Valley Center Fire said crews would be monitoring the area for hotspots all day. The Kansas State Fire Marshal has been called in to investigate the cause of the fire. A USD 396 Douglas teacher was arrested Monday morning. The Augusta Department of Public Safety director said investigators arrested the teacher in connection with an ongoing child sex crime case. Director Todd Ackerman said no Sisk Middle School students have been identified as victims. Douglas School Superintendent Bob Reynolds said the crimes involves a former student at another school district. Ackerman said the investigation is ongoing. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A man pleaded guilty to killing two workers and injuring two others at a Nebraska fast food restaurant last fall. The Sarpy County attorney says Roberto Silva Jr. pleaded guilty on Monday to all charges related to the November 21st, 2021 shooting at a Sonic drive-in restaurant in the Omaha suburb of Bellevue. Silva faced two counts of first-degree murder, two counts of attempted murder, and arson. He was accused of setting fire to a U-Haul truck that had been driven to the Sonic drive-in and then shooting into the restaurant. When officers arrived, they found the U-Haul ablaze and four victims in the business. An unexpected amount of snow in eastern Nebraska left one person dead in a crash on a snow-slicked highway. The Lancaster County Sheriff's Office says 39-year-old Heidi Parrish of Talmadge died after she lost control of her pickup truck early Monday morning on Nebraska Highway 2 near Palmyra and collided with another pickup. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
It's truck month at Rusty Egg Ford. F-150s, Super Duties, Rangers, and more. Drive home the truck you want or need today. Or order your truck from Rusty Egg Ford under MSRP while locking in your incentives, saving you thousands. Only Rusty Egg Ford will get you the new Ford truck you're looking for under MSRP when you order today. Yes, you heard it right. We will order your new Ford truck under MSRP, saving you thousands. Or drive home today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Only at Rusty Egg Ford. Pricing under MSRP. $0 down. 0% APR. And finance options for everyone. It's Ford Truck Month only at Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Offers valid on group orders made by 4/4/2022 with group credit taxes and not qualified. Any third credit is recorded in credit. 0% APR for 36 months and 2778 per month for 1,000 finance. Also, you can see the offers coming tomorrow.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week voted unanimously to appoint Cheryl Scala as Marshall County Health Nurse effective March 1st at a rate of $60,000 annually with a review in 6 months. She'll take the place of Sue Rhodes, who earlier announced her resignation, taking a position with Country Place Senior Living. Scala's been with the County Health Department since 2007, and a search for her replacement will begin soon. County Attorney Megan Voracek has submitted her resignation for personal reasons effective March 23rd. With that, she did not want to make the decision regarding moving the county attorney's office to a new jail facility. On that subject, the contract for construction manager at risk has been forwarded to AHRS Construction for review. The architect will be meeting with Sheriff Tim Ackerman next week, and they will bring drawings with both options to review. After further consideration, it was determined it's in the best interest to continue to plan on moving the county attorney's office. Public Works Administrator met with the board advising that Gage County Supervisor called and reported they've reopened the conversation regarding a bridge on State Line Road in Oquito Township with a new estimate of $193,000, adding the possibility of $25,000 for additional drilling if necessary.
The bridge crew is starting a bridge replacement on 13th Road, North Sunflower Road. Representatives with Invenergy, Grain Belt Express, met with the board and presented information regarding the transmission line that's proposed through Kansas. Currently, we'll start in Ford County and encompass 14 counties ending in Donovan County. The project is state tax exempt for 10 years per KCC regulations and is fully approved by the KCC. There will be approximately four towers per mile. The county will receive payment of $7,500 per linear mile prior to the project beginning. Invenergy does have the authority to exert eminent domain, but they reported that's not something they like to do. There are over 1,700 easements needed throughout Kansas and Missouri, and they have landowner voluntary execution on some 1,100 at this time. Construction is anticipated to begin 2023 or 24, and they hope to be in service by the fourth quarter of 2025. Marshall County Commissioners voted unanimously to approve the road use agreement and haul route. Washington County Commissioners heard an update on the Neighborhood Revitalization Program last week's meeting, noting 73 applications with 23 projects underway this year. Commissioners declined a request from JBN Telephone for funding toward broadband revitalization and upgrades in the Barnes area. A house fire Sunday in Washington County resulted in the death of Gary Ronin, who was a resident and was found deceased by authorities inside the house, with fire-related contributors as the presumed cause of death. Washington, Hanover, and Greenlee fire departments responded, as well as sheriff's officers and EMT. The official investigation continues, and the Kansas Fire Marshal's office has been called to assist, although at this time no foul play is suspected based on preliminary evidence available at this time. Again, the fatality in a house fire Sunday in Washington County, Gary Romine. Kansas FFA will stop in Marysville Wednesday afternoon as part of a series of community engagement meetings highlighting Kansas FFA and the impact on local communities. The public is invited, with RSVP due, through the KansasFFAFoundation.org website, which includes more details. The stop in Marysville at Landall Lanes is Wednesday, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., with other stops in northeast Kansas planned in Wamego, Holton, Sabetha, and Hiawatha. Discussions will include what is in store for the future of the organization. Hanover schools will dismiss at noon Wednesday with no classes Thursday and Friday as teams open play in the state basketball tournament in Great Bend. Boys tip off Wednesday at 6, girls Thursday at 8. Valley Heights schools will dismiss Wednesday at 2 as the Lady Mustangs tip off at 4 in Manhattan in the state basketball tournament. A community-wide pep rally is planned Wednesday at 12:15 in the junior-senior high gym with a send-off at 12:45. The housing rehabilitation grant meeting planned Wednesday evening in Blue Rapids has been postponed due to the game. Earl H. Holdehoff, age 80, of Hanover, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Emanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church north of Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family with great friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Earl Holdehoff.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures continuing to stay on the warmer side today before cooling back down throughout Wednesday and Thursday. A cold front will start to make its way through later on Wednesday, and snow showers will continue throughout Thursday. Temperatures will stay cooler throughout the end of this week before warming back up on Saturday. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s throughout Iowa, the lower 30s and lower 50s throughout Nebraska,
the lower 40s and lower 50s throughout Kansas, and the lower to mid 40s throughout Missouri. Temperatures will stay a bit more on the mild side overnight tonight, with our lows ranging in the upper teens and lower 20s throughout Iowa, the lower teens and lower 20s throughout Nebraska, the upper teens and upper 20s throughout Kansas, and the mid-20s to lower 30s throughout Missouri. Temperatures will stay cooler on Wednesday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early March 53, record high on this date 79. The average low 29, and the record low 2 below 0. Sunset this evening 6:27. Sunrise in the morning at 6:50.
March weather lore isn't all about lions and lambs, so look at some of this month's other weather wisdom today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, March 8th. It is the 67th day of the year, and Monkees member Mickey Dolenz has a birthday. March weather isn't all about lions and lambs. There's a wealth of other proverbs that you can put to the test this month. Here's a few. So many mists in March you see, so many frosts in May will be. Thunder in March is said to bring a fruitful yet sorrowful year. And here's one with a proven scientific basis. A year of snow, a year of plenty. Lingering snow delays the blossoming of fruit trees until the threat of frost is past. It also minimizes thaw-freeze cycles harmful to winter grains. Oh, and about those lions and lambs? We revisit those at the end of the month. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more weather lore at almanac.com.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Kansas's Ochabaje was the unanimous selection in earning Kansas's 11th Big 12 Player of the Year honor, while Baylor's Scott Drew collected his third consecutive Big 12 Coach of the Year accolade in the 2021-22 Phillips 66 All-Big 12 Men's Basketball Awards chosen by the head coaches. The All-Big 12 first team included Abaje from Kansas and Nigel Pack from Kansas State. With the regular season completed, the Big 12 Women's Basketball Awards were awarded to the best players in the conference. After leading the Jayhawks to a 20-win season, KU head coach Brandon Schneider was named the Big 12 Coach of the Year. Also honored were two of the best players for both the Jayhawks and the Wildcats. Ayoka Lee was unanimously named to her third career All-Big 12 first team, and Holly Kurzgeiter also was named for the first time to the All-Big 12 first team. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are 3 times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
The opening game of the Women's American Athletic Conference Championship did not disappoint. Wichita State and Tulsa battled for 45 minutes in a back-and-forth affair that in the end saw Tulsa edge Wichita State 88-86 in overtime Monday afternoon in Dickey's Arena in Fort Worth. Wichita State ended its season at 14-16. The Perot Museum of Nature and Science unveiled their new speed wall that gives fans a chance to race Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. The speed wall, located in Lamar Hunt Family Sports Hall of Fame Dallas-based museum, offers a variety of options for visitors to race against, including professional athletes like Mahomes. Seven cameras film the athletes sprinting in a straight line, which will appear next to competitors at the exhibit as they race side by side. And racers looking for an extra challenge, you can always go up against a T-Rex or even a cheetah. The updated Lamar Hunt Family Sports Hall was unveiled on Wednesday. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Area high school basketball teams at a state tournament action this week. Class 1A Division 2 at the Barton Community College in Great Bend. Hanover boys are top seed and face 8th seed Central Plains with just 4 wins on the season Wednesday at 6. Game live on FM 95.5. With a win, Hanover boys face the 4-5 seed winner, Buckland or Caldwell, Friday at 6. Other quarterfinal matchups, 2nd seed Greeley County versus Pawnee Heights, and 3rd seed Northern Valley meets Waverly. On the girls' side, Hanover Lady Wildcats have a number 6 seed and face 3rd seed Lebo Thursday at 8. Game live on FM 95.5. With a win, Lady Wildcats face 2nd seed Central Plains or 7th seed St. John's Tipton Friday at 8. Other first-round action, top seed Golden Plains versus 8th seed Buckland. 4-5 seeds are South Haven and Central Christian. 1A Division 1 at Dodge City. 2nd seed Centralia meets 7th seed Spearville Thursday night at 6. With a win, Lady Panthers would face 3rd seed Little River or number 6 Burlingame Friday at 8. Top seed Hodgman County faces 8th seed Clifton Clyde in first-round play, and the 4-5 seeds are Osborne and Pretty Prairie. On the boys' side, Troy meets top seed Olpe Wednesday at 2. If they survive, they would play Osborne or Maxville, with Norwich, Solomon South, Gray, and Ness City rounding out the field. Class 2A, Valley Heights Lady Mustangs have a number 5 seed and face 4th seed Berean Academy Wednesday at 4 in Manhattan. Game live on FM 95.5. At the quarterfinal matchups, top seed Sterling meets Mission Valley. 2nd seed St. Mary's Colgan versus Garden Plain. 3rd seed Jackson Heights takes on Smith Center. Lady Mustangs would win Wednesday. They'd face the winner of a Sterling-Mission Valley game Friday at 2 in Manhattan. Clay Center girls, Abilene boys advance in 4A state tournament action.
Plant Skid Animal Repellents offer all-natural, effective plant protection for your garden, trees, and shrubs. It's proven effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, squirrels, and other herbivores. Plant Skid is OMRI-listed for organic use, and you don't need to reapply after every rain or snow. Plus, it has built-in soil enhancement for bigger, healthier plants. Plant Skid is made in the USA and available at independent garden centers across the country. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
Celebrate St. Patrick's Day with a bouquet of green-flowered bells of Ireland. Then consider growing a few in your own garden this year. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The bright green bell-shaped flowers of bells of Ireland make for an interesting addition to flower arrangements. The spikes of flowers are a nice accent in arrangements or the garden, and the texture and color make them a perfect filler. Start seeds indoors 6 to 8 weeks before the last spring frost. Grow in biodegradable pots as the bells of Ireland have tap roots, making them a bit challenging to successfully transplant. Or plant the seeds directly in the garden in spring once the soil has warmed to 50 to 60 degrees. Grow these in full sun or part shade and well-drained soil, and be ready with plant supports as they can become floppy. Harvest flowers regularly to keep them blooming throughout the season. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
What is the most powerful steam locomotive in U.S. history? We may say the Big Boy, and that answer would get you very close. But if you want to know and see the correct answer, you can come here. The story is this edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more. Looking for an edge at planting this season? Look no further than Seed Plus Graphite from Verdesian. It's a talc and graphite solution that delivers a full nutrient and biostimulant package directly to the seed, which helps stand establishment and tolerance to stressors like cold and drought. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant directly in the planter box. That's why we're using it this year on our own crop. Verdesian representatives are standing by to support you. Just head to VLSCI.com to connect and learn more.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
As Ken Bueller will share with you, here at the Lake Superior Railroad Museum in Duluth, they have the mightiest engine of them all.
This is the most powerful steam locomotive ever built. It is an articulated Mallet-type locomotive called a Yellowstone, and its job during World War II was to haul the all-important iron ore from the mines in northeastern Minnesota to the docks in Duluth and two harbors.
Many of us have heard of Union Pacific's large engine named Big Boy. Ken explains how this engine in Duluth stacks up against it.
The Big Boy is actually larger, but this is more powerful. Big Boy's got about 4,800 horsepower. This thing's got 6,000 horsepower. A modern-day diesel engine, by the way, has about 5,000 horsepower.
This site has been tapped as the best transportation museum in America, as voted by USA Today. Ken says the big reason this museum is here is what takes place each summer.
110,000 guest passengers every year ride on our affiliated North Shore Scenic Railroad. We have 32 miles of track from downtown Duluth up along the shore of Lake Superior, traveling back through the majestic North Woods to another North Shore community called Two Harbors.
And that means the exhibits are put to work.
For the most part, everything in the museum is part of a living experience. Our goal is to restore an item one time and then use it for what it was intended. All but two of our diesel locomotives, and we've got about 13 or 14 in the fleet, are operable and work on the railroad. Of our steam engines, they're also operable.
There's one car in particular that catches a lot of attention. Truly a one-of-a-kind. And it's next time as we travel the countryside. In Duluth, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
When you farm, you're tied to the location of your tractor because you have to be in it. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. John Deere has introduced a tractor that can be operated from your couch if you want, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our ExactEmerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
new era of farming is here. John Deere's new fully autonomous 8R tractor can be operated without anyone sitting in the cab. All by itself, the machine can prep 325 acres in 24 hours, only requiring a service stop every 8 to 10 hours for refueling. Julian Sanchez is John Deere's Director of Emerging Technology. He says the tractor engine is literally started from the app on the farmer's phone. And once the machine is out doing its job, the farmer can always check in on it.
And they can always do that through the John Deere Operator Center app and monitor what's happening at any point. They'll have access to live video, images, data, and metrics on how the machine's doing. And they can even adjust things like speed remotely. Anything out of the ordinary that occurs while the tractor is active, the farmer will be notified and will be able to make decisions remotely through the John Deere's Operation Center.
There are six pairs of stereo cameras that detect obstacles and distance. It continuously checks its position relative to a geofence to be sure it's operating where it's supposed to. And if something unexpected is in its way, the tractor knows what to do.
For example, a billboard falls in a field. The tractor needs to be able to stop. So to handle these types of situations, we built an anomaly detection system that recognizes nominal scenes of sky, ground, and trees. And when it encounters new objects that don't fit within the standard class of object, the machine just stops. Using this technology, we're able to achieve a very high degree of safety and performance despite situations where the autonomous tractor sees a completely new or random object.
Deere says the machine will be available to farmers later this year. Learn more about the autonomous 8R tractor at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you.
am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
What a life cycle assessment has to do with agriculture and food today on Farm to Fork. Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. They say good things come in threes. That certainly applies to Trident, the new industry standard in nitrogen loss prevention from Verdesian Life Sciences. Trident protects against all three forms of nitrogen loss, making more nitrogen available to the plant. And with fertilizer costs so high these days, better nitrogen use efficiency means more to your bottom line. Talk to your local ag retailer today to learn more about Trident. You may have heard the term life cycle assessment. Here's how the Council for Agricultural Science and Technology, or CAST, defines an LCA. It considers a product's life cycle and quantifies the relevant impacts caused by it. CAST put together a task force to study LCAs, and University of Arkansas Professor Marty Matlock chaired it.
What life cycle assessment can tell us is if we want to increase crop production to reduce hunger, and that requires increasing nitrogen fertilizer application and irrigation water use, what are the implications on life on land, life below the water, on climate? That's the sort of trade-off we see, and those are constant in our experience.
Matlock says LCAs can be valuable tools, but they can also be, well, let's just say, the outcome can depend on who did the research and why.
And that's what makes taking a whole bunch of historical LCAs and pulling them together and doing some sort of comparison very difficult, because they're often performed for different reasons with different audiences and different decision-making criteria. And so when that happens, you're really comparing apples and cows, not even apples and oranges.
We'll hear from another member of the CAST Task Force on LCAs in food and agriculture in tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
We can all agree that today's country music is great. KNDY 95.5 loves bringing you all the hits of today. But let's not forget that we wouldn't have Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan, Chris Stapleton, or Thomas Rhett if it wasn't for Hank, Waylon, Willie, Merle, and countless others who paved the way. So if you're feeling a bit nostalgic for the legends of country, flip on over to AM 1570 and FM 94.1, where you'll hear classics like these.
Hey, hey, good looking. What you got cooking?
I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee.
Good-hearted woman in love with a good-time man.
My heroes have always been cowboys.
And if your heroes are cowboys too, tune into the Legends of Country on AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, just last week, U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg came before the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee to discuss a wide range of infrastructure and transportation topics. And while in the chambers, he did question on the topics of biofuels by Iowa Senator Joni Ernst, as Senator Ernst says that she didn't like the answers that she got from him, as she says that she has no issue with having the electric vehicle market or consumers' choice to use them, but she feels the administration may be misleading the public on the topic of them using, quote, zero-emission cars. Senator Ernst countered that there are certainly emissions from a carbon footprint made during the manufacturing process of the vehicles, along with trying to produce and regenerate batteries.
He was fairly straightforward. He also stated he does believe that EVs are no emissions, but I cited the fact that those no emissions maybe is a little bit misleading, because there certainly are emissions during the mining of various resources that go into electric vehicles, certainly during the manufacture of those vehicles. So while it's half true that once that car is put together, it doesn't have emissions, certainly during the building of that car, there are emissions, and that needs to be included when they are talking about a car's carbon footprint.
She says that also isn't considering that the generation of electricity for charging these vehicles will likely still entail the consumption of fossil fuels for that generation.
Well, that's a question we have been asking the administration, because knowing and understanding that most homes aren't even outfitted to charge these electric vehicles, we don't have the necessary infrastructure to charge electric vehicles. So this is a long, long ways off, and yet the administration has not addressed those concerns.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Good morning. This is Kerry with the El Dorado Livestock Auction. This week, we're expecting a good run of cattle. We're expecting around 1,000 head. Some of our featured consignments this week will be 300 head of mixed steers coming to you off of wheat. They'd be weighing 8 to 9.5. Then we'll have a group of 50 black heifers that have been home-raised and weaned with shots. They'll weigh 550 to 650. And then we got a group of 48 head of black steer and heifer calves that have been weaned 30 days that have had a round of shot or two rounds of shots. That'll be weighing 5 to 6.5. If you want to see a full list of all our consignments for this week's sale and for our cow sale we have coming up next Saturday on the 19th, you can see that on our website, which is www.eldoradolivestock.com. And if you have any questions for us or consignments you'd like to give us, feel free to give us a phone call at 316-320-3212.
El Dorado Livestock Auction online at El Dorado Livestock.
My fellow Americans, I have something very special to share. The Boyer Limousine Bull Sale. I fully endorse these bulls. Really, really good. Have the most perfect temperament. It's really something. World-class performance in calving ease. Never before has the world seen anything like it. Don't miss the 31st annual Boyer Limousine Production Sale, Sunday the 13th at 1, selling 40 bulls and 20 open heifers. The bulls you get at Boyer Limousine are really, really big. Not the teeny-weeny bulls you see at other sales. Call Jay with questions, 696-4410.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA not considering suggestions that it opened up idle conservation reserve program ground for cropping this year to stabilize grain supplies following Russia's invasions of the Ukraine. Those words from USDA Press Secretary Kate Waters. She said there's no immediate discussion to that effect. Economist Joe Glauber of the IFPRI think tank predicted that only a relatively small amount of additional wheat, less than 100 million bushels, would be harvested if the CRP rules were changed. USDA projects U.S. wheat production this year 1.977 billion bushels below the five-year average. Earlier in the week, economist Scott Irwin of the University of Illinois suggested an emergency opening for the Conservation Reserve for a year, as Russia and Ukraine, two of the world's largest wheat exporters, may be out of the international market for months. As spring semester commences, universities continue to roll out adaptive strategies. The findings could be useful, as they say over 40% of agriculture undergraduate students likely to be suffering from moderate to severe depression. That was after the first wave of the COVID-19 pandemic. In a recently published article, U.S. Agricultural University students' mental well-being and resilience during the first wave of COVID-19, the discord expectations and experiences across genders, Brian Emke from the University of Wyoming, a student from Purdue, and a student from Cal Davis, and Jason Berchtold from K-State, along with others, examine the role of personal, social, environmental resiliency factors and resources of student self-assessment of their mental health during the first wave of COVID-19. Emke said the study found a significant difference in ag students' mental health across genders in the first wave. Women much more likely in general to be at risk of depression and lower life satisfaction than their male counterparts. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
When you're raising cattle, you have your standards. The right feed, plenty of pasture. As your ag financial partner, we've got our standards too. Like being there to help you run your business with the loans and appraisals you need. Raising cattle and raising standards. So stop by and let's talk. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
You're tied to the location of your tractor because you have to be in it. Now there's a tractor that can be operated from your couch if you want on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our ExactEmerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you a farmer or rancher in the U.S. interested in a new revenue stream that is guaranteed for 10 years? Agora Carbon Alliance's national team of carbon farming experts can show you how by implementing simple practice changes like no-till, cover cropping, and grazing management. Contact your local on-the-ground Agora Carbon agronomist by visiting agorocarbonalliance.com.
Farming is here. John Deere's new fully autonomous 8R tractor can be operated without anyone sitting in the cab. Julian Sanchez is John Deere's Director of Emerging Technology. He says the tractor engine is literally started from the app on the farmer's phone. And once the machine is out doing its job, the farmer can always check in on it.
And they can always do that through the John Deere Operator Center app and monitor what's happening at any point. They'll have access to live video, images, data and metrics on how the machine's doing, and they can even adjust things like speed remotely. Anything out of the ordinary that occurs while the tractor is active, the farmer will be notified and will be able to make decisions remotely through the John Deere's Operation Center.
There are six pairs of stereo cameras that detect obstacles and distance. It continuously checks its position relative to a geofence to be sure it's operating where it's supposed to. And if something unexpected is in its way, the tractor knows what to do.
For example, a billboard falls in a field. The tractor needs to be able to stop. So to handle these types of situations, we built an anomaly detection system that recognizes nominal scenes of sky, ground, and trees. And when it encounters new objects that don't fit within the standard class of object, the machine just stops. Using this technology, we're able to achieve a very high degree of safety and performance despite situations where the autonomous tractor sees a completely new or random object.
Deere says the machine will be available to farmers later this year. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the autonomous 8R tractor at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Tuesday today. Market wrapping up in just a little bit. We've seen a bit of a correction in the markets today. Kind of mixed on the board. Still corn and wheat down. Soybeans are still in the positive going through the day. But corn's moved further into the red as the day's gone along here. As March corn is down 15 and a half cents right now at 733 and three quarters. May corn down by 16 and a quarter, sitting at 734. And a quarter. Kansas City wheat for March, they are still down right now, about 47 and three quarter cents down at 1190 even a bushel. That's been pretty stagnant for a while. May KC wheat is moving further into the red, down a buck 30 at 1121 and a half. Over in the bean market, things are still green here. Slowed down just a little bit, but still positive. March beans are up 20 and three quarter cents at 1695. The May is up 21 and three quarter cents at 1681. In the soybean meal market, March is up 16 and 90 cents, sitting at 484 and 80 cents. And the soybean oil for March is in the green, slightly up 8 cents right now at 78 at 23. Cotton market mostly higher here. March cotton is up a buck 34 at 122 even. The May cotton up 15 cents at 117.09. And the canola for May up $16.60 at 11.13 and 80 cents. Over in the oats market, May oats are down 23 cents at 6.19 a bushel. The March oats are still off the board right now, sitting at 7.02 even a bushel. Over in the livestock market, they've been starting off mostly higher today, and they're still mostly higher across the board. We'll see if that stays until the end of closing, with April live cattle up a buck 97 at 139.87. June is up by a buck 62 at 135 and at 55 cents. Feeder cattle for March up 67 cents right now, sitting at 155.27, with the lean hogs for April in the green by $2.60 at 102.87. U.S. dollar index today, March index is down slightly, down 45 cents right now, sitting at 98 and 83 cents. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Good morning. This is Kerry with the El Dorado Livestock Auction. This week, we're expecting a good run of cattle. We're expecting around 1,000 head. Some of our featured consignments this week will be 300 head of mixed steers coming to you off of wheat. They'd be weighing 8 to 9.5. Then we'll have a group of 50 black heifers that have been home-raised and weaned with shots. They'll weigh 550 to 650. And then we got a group of 48 head of black steer and heifer calves that have been weaned 30 days that have had a round of shot or two rounds of shots. That'll be weighing 5 to 6.5. If you want to see a full list of all our consignments for this week's sale and for our cow sale we have coming up next Saturday on the 19th, you can see that on our website, which is www.eldoradolivestock.com. And if you have any questions for us or consignments you'd like to give us, feel free to give us a phone call at 316-320-3212.
El Dorado Livestock Auction online at El Dorado Livestock.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
KNDY.
decades of country music play here on Classic Country KNDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.